From the gospel we have just heard, why do you look for the living among the dead? Old habits die hard. The group of women who had followed the dead rabbi had long known the ways of respect for the dead, had long obeyed the law for tending the remains of those they had loved. With great strength, the last strength they had drawn out of the marrow of their bones, the women had followed Joseph of Arimathea to see their dead rabbi's body laid to rest. Then they left him. After the Sabbath was over, as early on the next day as could be, they returned to the grave to give the body of their beloved the last courtesies. Courageous, faithful, graceful, the human spirit's accommodation to the iron law of death. Not that there was any reason for them to continue with all that, but old habits die hard. They did not find Jesus' body. It was not where they had left it. Now, dead bodies do stay where they are left, you know. It's the law of the universe, iron hard, that the dead stay put, that they cannot move, nor can they forgive anymore, nor can they love. But Jesus was not where he had been left. Luke tells us that totally confused, they heard a message. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Beneath the courtesies and loyalties of daily life, there is a law, a cruel iron law, the law of death. It says that what you love will die, that what you have spent your life on will be swallowed up, and all good things will come to nothing. There is a deep hidden sadness, a despair in the hearts of so many, perhaps sometimes even in our own hearts. But what no one there at the tomb remembered was that there is another law, infinitely deeper than the law of death and utterly true. There is a God. God, the one who spoke and breathed life in the beginning and who speaks and breathes life now. God does move. God does forgive. God does love. God raised Jesus from the dead. God moved with infinite power to break the iron law of death. Jesus did not stay where he was put. He is alive. In him, God moved to forgive with infinite mercy, to wash away the guilt of our long dalliance with death. The fire of God's love melted the iron of hell's gates. So it did the first Easter day, and so it does now, this day, for you and for me. Jesus is alive. We live in a world that does not know him, and with our own hearts that sometimes forget him and his new law of life. But I tell you, believe what Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary encountered and then told their brothers. Believe me, God raised our Lord Jesus from the dead, and he is the Lord of all laws. He has turned death inside out into eternal life. Turn away from the tombs. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Turn to God, the life giver. There is reason to hope, the best reason. For the one who was the giver of life did not stay where he was put among the dead. Jesus is alive. With God's own power, Jesus moves and forgives and loves you and me and all this world. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.